The 90s are having a moment right now, from the runway to music to TV, which has long mined nostalgia.
So you think you're a 90s fan? Okay, Hannibal Lecter.
Nostalgia for the 90s is a cornerstone of VH1. It's now the fastest-growing entertainment network on cable TV. It's got three of the top five cable reality shows, and in that prized demographic of 18 to 34-year-olds, it's one of the most watched channels. NPR's Neda Ulubi visited VH1's headquarters in New York to learn how it has captured so many millennial eyeballs.
Today's 30-year-olds might remember the 90s as a dark age, no smartphones or Snapchats or Kardashians. But apparently, no.
I think the younger audience really actually looks to the 90s in a different way.
That's VH1 president Chris McCarthy.
The 90s were just better, right? Like, the economy was better, there was no war. It's different than any other decade. Like, after 9/11, things just changed.
That VH1 show, called I Love the 90s, has not run for a while, but the network is about to launch a new scripted show about hip-hop set in 1990.
First time I hope this up, guys!
On the set of the show The Breaks in East Brooklyn, executive producer Seth Mann says, yeah, you can find other hip-hop dramas on TV right now, like Empire on Fox and The Get Down on Netflix.
There are a lot of people that are beginning to recognize and pay attention to the importance of this culture and this audience now. But VH1 has been on it for years.
With shows like Behind the Music, Flavor of Love, and the network's most successful franchise, Love & Hip Hop.
We always told a hip-hop story.
Chris McCarthy has been president of VH1 for a year. He says hip-hop's fan base cuts across racial demographics, and it's appealingly young. He says when the network started about 30 years ago, 20% of 18 to 34-year-olds were non-white. Now the number's nearly 50%.
You know, millennials grew up with a cell phone in their hand. They grew up in a world where these demographic shifts were happening around them, and they were connected to different every day.
So here's how VH1 brands itself as different. Through a set of values identified through the show Flavor of Love.
Flavor Flav!
When that show set rating records in 2006, VH1 doubled down. It decided the channel would be about love for the 90s, hip-hop, and subverting more successful mainstream shows. Flavor of Love was always intended to spoof a massive hit for ABC.
You know, that was a counter almost to The Bachelor. And it was a little bit insane, but we pretended like it was real.
Just as VH1's top reality shows now, Love & Hip Hop and Basketball Wives, answer back to Bravo's Real Housewives franchise. Robin Boylorn is a communications professor at University of Alabama. At 38, she and her friends are slightly old for VH1's target audience, but
our guilty pleasure TV is VH1.
Yet they mock it by calling it
ratchet TV or ratchet reality TV.
That means basically garbage reality shows that are still fun to watch. Ratchet, says Boylorn, means
the opposite of respectability and the opposite of what is expected of dignified black folk.
There was a time when people were ticked off about the ratchetness of some VH1 shows, but Boylan says the channel's toned it down, partly with new shows like a cooking program starring Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg.
Just to clarify, I'm not high right now, but whoever gave us this show, they must have been.
And VH1's upcoming scripted show, The Breaks, is pretty prestige. It stars and was produced by alumna of The Wire, only generally acknowledged as one of the best TV shows in history. The Breaks is something like a hip-hop answer to Mad Men, with young Afton Williamson as a striver.
I'm Nikki Jones. I just graduated top of my class from George Washington University. And I was
she doesn't want to be a singer. She wants to run a label. Actor Wood Harris, who played The Wire's Avon Barksdale, plays her mentor, partly Don Draper, partly Russell Simmons.
She can find her own game plan in him. He's bigger than life, and she's trying to be him.
Actress Afton Williamson is in so many ways also the target audience for VH1. She's 32, loves hip-hop in the 90s, so she reveled in preparing for this role.
I studied Queen Latifah. I studied every single black woman.
Executive producer Seth Mann noticed that when filming a scene when Williamson's character is producing a rapper.
All right. That's what I'm talking about.
I remember when I first heard Rakim spit, it was destined. I
and she starts bouncing her head, and the way she's shaking her head, that is a 90s head shake. I didn't give her no note. She brought that, and I was like, she knows this, period.
The Breaks was piloted as a movie on VH1. The series starts in January. VH1 president Chris McCarthy says the channel's relevance depends on an audience that's effortlessly pluralistic and a development team heavy on female executives.
We're changing culture in the way that people perceive us. I don't think anybody would have thought a year or two ago that we would have the majority of the top 20 reality series.
Or the definitive reenacted 90s head shake. Yetta Ulubi, NPR News.